time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Welcome in, everybody. It is time for Let's Get Local here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. You're listening to us on this beautiful Saturday. A little chilly, single digits this morning, but that's okay. Hey, it's March, and then it'll be, almost 60 tomorrow. So, hey, it's Wisconsin. It's March. It's the current climate we are living in, but make the best of things, as we always do. And an exciting show ahead for you as we get to talk with some Dane Buy Local members, give you some updates on some happenings with DBL, including Pie Day. Don't forget to pick up your pies next week. We'll cover that. But we do get to kick off our show with a longtime Dane Buy Local supporter, friend, and just a great human being who's done a whole bunch in our community on so many levels, and that is Rose Moles over at Easy Office Products. Rose, thanks for making time today. How are you?
And a pleasure, Jason. And by the way, spring forward tonight.
Oh, that's right. We lose an hour of our lives, of our weekends. Yeah.
But it gets lighter later. So
That's true. Mm-hmm. So, Rose, let's talk about your business a little bit before we get into some of the connections with Dane Buy Local. First of all, Easy Office Products. Mm-hmm. Tell people what it is and what you do.
Well, when I came up with the name, I was hopeful that the name itself said what we were trying to do, which is make buying office products easy. So that's how the name of the company started. Actually, I came up with the name of the company long, long before I actually started the company, when I worked in a different lifetime for one of the office products industry wholesalers and was on a conference call with back when I lived in New Jersey, and I was responsible for office products resellers all along the Eastern Seaboard, so like from New England down to Florida. And it was a very painful conference call. And I said, you know what, buying office products should be easy. If I ever had a company, I would call it Easy Office Products. Well, this is back in the early 90s when people were still saying, nobody's ever going to buy on the internet. And I'm like, really? That's not true. So thankfully, I came up with Easy Office Products, and I found a domain name, EZOP, short for Easy Office Products. So luckily today, I have a pretty short domain at, you know, EZOP.com. So that's kind of the premise of what it started, although I wasn't really specifically thinking about my own company. It was just an idea that I had. And then 2003. So then 13 years later, I still own the domain name, and I was still living in New Jersey. And my husband, who owns the company with me, he just said one morning, do you really want to move back to Wisconsin? I really do. I miss home. And so we did. And we hired, they sold since, but I hired Lindsay Stone and Briggs to do some market research for us, did a phenomenal job. And they said, yeah, we could use another office products company locally here in the Madison, Dane County market. And so we put together a strategic plan and packed up our belongings and moved back home. So that's kind of the initial start of it. Of course, it's a little bit more complicated, but that part.
Did you pick up a Jersey accent while you were over there?
No, not really. Okay. In fact, people would, I lived in Dallas, I lived in Texas for several years, and people would say, oh, you're from Minnesota. No, I'm from Wisconsin. I don't think half the country knows that Wisconsin exists, actually. And New Jersey, it's interesting because New England, New York, and all the burbs in New York and New Jersey and Philly, which is where my husband grew up, they all have different dialects. And people would just always say, oh, you're from Minnesota. Yahe. No, I'm not Wisconsin. So, no, I never really picked that up. Picked up dialect. Why do I sound like I'm from New Jersey?
No, I was I mean, it's been a while. You could have acclimated back. I'm just wondering when you came back to the Midwest if you had picked up a little Jersey accent while you're over there. But,
oh no, you know. No.
Okay, fair enough. Sorry. Anyway, I didn't mean to sidetrack us there. I was just curious.
Let's digress.
I love your business, EasyOP.com, Easy Office Products. Now, you've been around, like you said, since 2006. And I know you, and I know just looking at everything you do, but since the beginning, you were a champion for things like sustainability. Yeah, you were a champion for, you know, investing in the community and reinvesting in the communities. Tell us why those were so important for your business model and for you personally.
I think the personal part comes first and the business model comes second. Having worked for a multi-billion dollar company, and I was a director of, what was my job title at the time? Director of customer services. Plural. So not like just customer service, but I was responsible for things like creating transportation plans. Well, obviously customer service. I had a staff of about 110 people. And then I also created furniture programs for installation. So, and, you know, the cogwheel continues, right? Goes all the way around for all the things that a company does. So I oversaw a lot of that. But what was frustrating working for, can I just say corporate America? Is that okay?
Sure, yeah.
Big corporate. Is that it was so hard to turn the ship. You had to have the proverbial, you have to have a meeting to schedule a meeting to schedule a follow-up. And I just finally decided, you know what? I want to be able to turn on a dime. I can do this myself. And that's... kind of is part and parcel of the philosophy of Easy Office Products, that we want to just make life easy for people to get what they need. And I could never seem to do that with this great big company. Had a highfalutin, high-paying job. Oh, yay. Well, it gave me no personal satisfaction because I never felt like I could meet the expectations of our customers. And back in that job, my customers were companies like me today. And I wanted to do that. I'm going to do it myself, as little kids often say, my do it myself. So that's why I started Easy Office Products. And it wasn't really just to make things easy, but the ways in which we had to turn things down. You know what? We have to be more apart. Maybe I live in New Jersey, or actually it was really called Philadelphia, but we have to support our customers and the things in which they're trying to accomplish. And I never felt like we would do that. Everything was about Wall Street and stock price. And it was all about me, 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 like the company, me, me, me. Well, and my personality just didn't meld well with that. So
I know you well. You have a service mindset. You want to run a successful business, but you have a service mindset. And I love the way, you know, we're talking with Rose Moles, owner of Easy Office Products, the website EasyOP.com. And you've built your business on that because you want to serve people, but you want to run a successful business at the same time. Again, sustainability has been a key component for you at the front end. And I also love the array quality of product, but also the array of products people can get from you. They can pretty much get anything from you if they want to be one of your customers, which is fantastic. Rose, yeah. We have a handful of minutes left, but I did want to ask you about this. Yeah. You know, important to be a woman-owned company, and women were recognized this week, too. That's been important to you as well, right? To highlight women in the industry and in the community.
Yep, International Women's Day. Sometimes I wonder if that really means all so much as it's touted to be. I know I'm woman-owned. I think the community knows that we are woman-owned. You have to go through a plethora of just a ton of paperwork to say you're woman-owned. That's a bit frustrating for me because I'm pretty sure I'm a woman. So, but it is. I'm proud of all the local women-owned businesses and local, or I'm sorry, women-owned businesses across the country, because it's not easy being me. But I think, how can I best say, because I know we're short on time, there shouldn't be a difference in terms of federal contracts, state contracts, local government contracts, between whether or not you're woman-owned or male-owned or minority-owned, because we're all doing the best that we can do. That's a longer conversation, Jason.
I love that mindset and approach, though. And, you know, I think it's important to highlight those things, because things have not been equal, have not been equitable for a very long time. So let's continue to push that forward. Well, you, again, Rose, the owner of Easy Office Products, website easyop.com. I do have something for you here, Rose. We had talked about this, and I want to make sure that, you know, we get this in here, your theme song, you know, just to give this to you here real quick, because I think it's important. All right, Rose, as we head to break.
You sounded better this morning, are you? You're not listening to my alarm clock, are you?
No. What, is this how you wake up every morning to this?
Sure enough.
Before we head out, please just remind people about how they can work with you and your service area, and, you know, basically how easy it is. It fits the name, but tell people about how easy it is to become a customer.
Well, it's very easy. We do have, or we do require, a user ID and login. And the reason we do that is to protect businesses from fraud. So you can call us, you can chat us, you can email us at, order department, orderdept@easyop. Super easy to set up an account. But we do like to make sure we know who we're working with, because who we work with, which is mainly businesses in South Central Wisconsin, Dane County, and the contiguous counties. We do go up to, like, the Packers is a customer of ours. We do go all the way to the lake in Milwaukee. So we do all those deliveries on our own trucks. But, of course, a lot of businesses in Madison, they have ancillary locations outside of Wisconsin. So we find other companies like Easy Office Products to help us deliver to those locations. So super easy. The one nice thing I love about my company is that we actually answer the phone. We don't get a voicemail. Maybe once in a while, but not very often. And we're a people company. And that's what's missing in many, many businesses across the country, especially during COVID and afterwards.
I can speak from experience too, and other people I know closely that work with you. Great customer service, timely delivery. Like you said, you call, you get someone to talk to, they'll assist you, all that good stuff. And one other thing about EZOP, continually, quietly give back to the community. So much giving back done by your company and you, Rose. I appreciate everything about you. So, Rose Moles, Easy Office Products, EZOP.com. If you're not a customer, you should be. Rose, thanks for your time. Appreciate it so much.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate Have a good time. One, Rose.
You too.